Mercury Orthopedics.
Hi, good morning. Is Ben available?
Speaking.
Hi, Ben. This is Zach with Bank of Cardiff. I'm not sure if you recall, we'd had a couple conversations over the past couple months.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while.
How you been?
Good. The year started out kind of slow, kind of scary slow.
Right.
And all of a sudden now, I mean, we're just going gangbusters. So we brought another guy on board.
Excellent.
Things are good.
Okay. I just wanted to remain in contact with you. Last time I remember you said you were dealing with Stryker and they were paying you guys, you know, there wasn't a set schedule and you said things are getting pretty lean, but it has that kind of a situation.
Yeah, believe it or not, I don't know. I guess the squeaky bearing, if you keep squeaking, you'll get grease sooner or later. But yeah, they finally, they were, oh God. And it's not just them. We had two other customers,
mm-hmm.
another medical device down in Warsaw, Indiana, and then we had Ralston Purina,
mm-hmm.
which was bought out by some other food chain. And, they just say our terms are 90 days, and you're going to have to accept it or don't accept it, you know? So
yeah,
what are you going to do?
Guys,
you got to.
Yeah, the big guys always tend to do that, too.
Yeah, they kind of take advantage. But we got, everything seems to be back up to speed. Stryker's paying good. Everybody's paying pretty good.
Okay, excellent.
So we're good.
So no needs at this point of the year, then, I take it?
No, not at this time. But
okay.
Did you ever shoot me an email?
I did, but you know what? I can resend it again if you like.
Okay, I'm going to give you a new email address because my old one, for some reason, I'm having problems with it.
Sure.
Send it to B. Randall, and this is all small case.
Okay.
B-R-A-N-D-A-L-L
okay.
at mercuryortho.com.
O-R-T-H-O.com. Yeah, I'll send you an updated copy of our information regarding those programs. And do you ever take advantage of those tax incentives towards the end of the year, the Section 179 of the tax code?
I would have to have my wife talk to you. I run the shop. She deals with the bills and the taxes and all
gotcha.
The other books
gotcha.
And all that.
Okay. Yeah, but you know, I do appreciate your time today, Ben. I don't want to keep you any longer. And
now, do you offer lines of credit?
We do.
Okay.
So we do working capital loans, lines of credit, equipment financing. Those are our three major products. But we do have a bunch of other programs as well.
Now, on equipment leasing or
mm-hmm.
financing, do you take a personal guarantee on that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious because every once in a while we do purchase a nice piece of equipment, and
okay.
we've been using TFC
yeah.
Equipment leasing,
mm-hmm.
and they did a pretty good deal with us. They did a 10% down, and this was a 5-year term, and it was there was no personal guarantee needed.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, they take a look at it like. You know, in other words, if you stop making your payments, they'll just come and get the machine.
Exactly.
That's what they say, but I don't know.
Yeah. So we're a little different. We never rarely require a down payment. It's typically just a first month's payment. Rates started right around 4-4.5%, and it's just like your typical car loan, 2 to 5 years
right.
monthly payment. We do offer some substantial discounts though for early payment, so something to consider as well.
Early payment or early payoff?
Payoff, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it's kind of differentiates us from other lenders out there. Just those little nuances. Some customers really appreciate that type of thing.
Yeah. Some of these we've got a couple of bankers that they keep popping their heads in the door. One of them's from Huntington, and I think the other
mm-hmm.
one is Charter, which they're Citizens Bank now. They changed their name. But they come in and just say, we wanted a measly 25 grand line of credit.
Yeah.
And the amount of stuff, the information they wanted was just unbelievable. They had like 5 pages.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to know if you had a gun collection, what your furniture was worth, and your
what?
Jewelry. And I'm going like, well, I took a look at that, and I just pitched that in the garbage as fast as you can.
That's scary.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe the information they were looking for. I mean, it was way too personal.
Yeah.
You think that they would just maybe, say, put a lien, first lien on the equipment out here on the floor or
mm-hmm.
receivables or something, but, man, they wanted a lot of information.
Jeez, like, makes you feel like they're going to come grab one of your kids or your grandkids or something.
Well, yeah, they wanted the rights to the firstborn. They did want that, too. So, I said, get them out of here as fast as you can, man.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, we don't operate like that. We're a little bit different. But yeah, you know, if you're thinking about you know, bringing on a new piece of equipment, we'd love to be able to throw our hat in the ring and see what kind of rates we can get you in terms.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Fire me off an email so I have your information on hand.
Okay, absolutely.
And the time arises, I'll definitely give you an opportunity.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I will have my direct dial on there as well. So any questions in between now and then, you can always reach out to me directly. I'm here to help.
Okay, great. Well, listen, you have a great day.
You too, Ben. And it was a pleasure talking with you. Enjoy your long weekend.
Oh, thanks. You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye now.